So now I would like to ask Prani. Are you in the building? There she is. Wonderful. And I need two strong men to lift this lectern up for me. Prani is a former international student. And now she's staff with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And she was gracious enough to agree to share with us today of how God has worked in her life. And also, how long have you been married?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Is this your extended honeymoon?
Maybe.
Maybe. So give Prani a great big welcome and thank you for sharing with us.
So our God is great. May the testimony I'm going to share will give the glory to him. So again, my name is Prani and I'm from China. And I really love the song Amazing Grace. The lyrics sing, I once was lost and now I'm found, was blind, now I have seen. So this is kind of like my own story. I actually was not an international student. I was a new immigrant. I actually came here with my parents 7 years ago. And was an unbeliever. The first year my life was in U.S. was really hard. I had many family issues and I didn't speak English very well. I was kind of depressed and lonely. And thank God, one day my mom's friend's son, he invited me to this group called ICF, which stands for International Christian Fellowship, as part of InterVarsity. But it took me actually 6 months to finally go because at the beginning, I didn't want to get involved in any religion group. I decided to go because I was so depressed that time. So after the first meeting, I didn't really like the worship. I was not interested in the Bible study at all. I feel it was boring. The reason I stayed was because everyone was so nice to me and ICF made me feel like home. So my life that time was kind of a mess, but God restored my life through others' intentional love. So since I came to ICF, my staff worker Eric and other ICF friends, they spent so much time in loving and caring about me. Whenever I had my family issues, they were always there to listen to me and to pray for me. I didn't really know about this Jesus that time, but because the way that they care and they love me, I started being more curious about this Jesus. But somehow deep inside, I have this suspicious about Christianity, about Christians. Because that time I thought Christians were very fake. They were so nice to others because they want to gain something from others. And they have some purpose. So one day, finally, I talked to my staff worker, Eric. I told him, I said, hey, Eric, I know you're so nice to me because you have some purpose for me. So when he asked me, like, what kind of purpose I thought he had, and I said, I know you're so nice to me because you want me to become a Christian. I still remember what Eric answered that time. He says, hey, Prani, I'm a Christian, and I feel blessed by having God in my life, and I think it's a great thing. So now I just want to share this blessing with you. Even though I have this purpose for you, do you think it is bad? So a year later, I became a Christian. And right now, I feel so grateful for my staff workers' purpose for me. And I thank God for my ICF friends, their intentional love for me. And because them, I once was lost, but now I'm found. And because them, God repurposed my life. So since I've become a Christian, I started learning how to reach out to other international and immigrant students just like myself. And it gave me so much joy just by seeing what God's been doing in others' lives. And now I'm a staff worker from InterVarsity at Cal Poly Pomona in Southern California and starting a new international group there. But I was not planning to be an IV staff at the beginning. So it was last year, my staff worker, he asked me if I'm interested in applying for IV staff. So I was so surprised about his suggestion because when I saw IV staff for people there doing ministry, I thought it was like high level, you know, high standards, very wise, like very spiritual mature, you know, like me, I was such a like normal Christian, you know, and English still a challenge for me. I didn't have that much like biblical knowledge. But after Eric encouraged me, I decided to apply. But the application was so hard. 12 pages long. And for some of the questions, I couldn't even understand the meaning. So the whole time, I just feel so frustrated. I was feel disqualified. But it was the same week I went to my church on Sunday. God spoke to me through my pastor's sermon. He preached about how Jesus used to 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed the 5,000 people. And the God showed me, it doesn't matter how little my resource was, if he wants to use me, and he can use me to be a blessing to others. So after that, I prayed to God. I said, God, even though I'm a little fish, but if you want to use me, here I am. So right off my prayers, I was clear to know all I need to do was just be faithfully complete my application and then lift the rest to God. It turns out I was hired. So before, I thought during God's ministry, a person must have a great knowledge, great experience, a lot of wisdom with many gifts. But just by seeing what God's been doing in my life, I start realizing actually God only requires a yes from us to be a partnership with his ministry. Of course, doing his mission was not that easy. I did have many challenges. Sometimes I was frustrated. But one thing I learned from my experience was God was always there. He was so faithful. Whenever I feel short, he always provides for me. 10 years ago, my staff worker, Eric, said yes to God's calling. And God used his yes to start this International Christian Fellowship, which changed so many international students' lives, including me. And then my prayer for each of you was, may your yes to God's great invitation at Urbana this week will not only repurpose your life, but also will make a difference to others' lives. Glory to God. Thank you.